Good morning, everyone. I'm Eric Gao, and you are listening to Looking South, ICRT's special program looking at the government's new southbound policy and its effects on Taiwan's people and businesses. In today's installment, we are discussing an overseas internship program operated by the Global Trade Pioneer Project Office. To tell us about it, we are joined by the office's director, Peter W.J. Huang, who also serves as the Secretary General of the Importers and Exporters Association of Taipei. Mr. Huang, welcome to the show.
Yes, nice to be on the show.
Mr. Huang, to start us off, could you please tell our listeners about the overseas internship program that your organization oversees?
Oh, yes. This program was established since 2014 by the Bureau of Foreign Trade and Minister of Economic Affairs. And the purpose is, you know, to provide student internship opportunity to the overseas market so that the student they have their in-field experience even before they are into the societies. So this program was starting at, we sent about 63 students to Indonesia, Vietnam, Myanmar, Brazil, and Mexico. These five countries starting from 2014. And this year, 2018, we have expanded the program to 25 schools, and 140 students, and to the new southbound country, including the Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, Vietnam, Myanmar, and India. And I think the program was popular in the school and also well appreciated by the industries. And during these programs, we provide a ticket and a living allowance for the student and send them to this emerging market about 1 month or 2 months, depend on the student's need. On top of that, we also matchmaking the student and the companies so that the student can, after they graduate, they can find their job opportunity within those companies. So I think for the government, this is very, very, bold endeavor that they have, you know, decided to send the student to those emerging country and give those student very nice, open their mind, open their vision, the opportunity to those emerging market. Yeah.
What kind of companies can these students expect to work with in this program? And how would their experiences differ from, you know, having a similar company located here in Taiwan?
Yes, for the company join this program, most of them are the, you know, Taiwan the enterprise, they have overseas operations.
Hmm.
So we starting from in 2014 with 17 company to work with this program, but after 3 and 4 years this programs, and now many company in those seven countries, they also expect and appreciate that we can send some student to their company because they have the local operations. So in Taiwan, those students they are really, they don't have a chance to know more about the cultural and the business ethic in those countries. So if they have this opportunity to go there, they will learn a lot of, you know, cultural difference, and especially the cross-cultural difference is very valuable for them to learn. And for those companies overseas, with the overseas operation, they also need the student, they know about Taiwan and they know about local culture. So most of the company, they are the international operations. It's different from the student working in Taiwan, only have a local touch.
Hmm. So how has the reception to the program been? Have the students liked it? How have participants described their experiences working overseas?
Well, this program is highly appreciated by the industry, by our government, and by the school, and also by the students. Because from our survey, around 90% of the students, they show this program expands their international visions, and about 70% of students, they said they would like to, you know, go into the international trade after they graduate. And most important, they would willing to go to work in these Asian countries. And for the students, they have this international vision. And for the school, they think this is one of the very effective achievements because they can select and screen the best student to join this program, and then they can send the student to the overseas internships. For the school point of view, it is also a very nice achievement. And for the companies who accept these internships, they also take this opportunity to recruit a student to accept their culture, business cultures. So I think for many participants from different point of view, they all highly appreciate these programs.
So has any particular field or any particular country been especially popular among the student participants? And if so, why do you think those fields or countries are particularly popular?
Well, among those countries, Vietnam and Thailand is most popular for the students. One of the reasons is that there are many Taiwan companies, maybe more Taiwan companies in these two countries. So we have around 300 students sent to the Vietnam and about 130 to Thailand. Maybe the reason is that we have more investment in these two countries. For the students, their point of views, most of them are for the international trade or international business management.
So for students who are listening, who might be interested in taking part in the program, how can they get involved or how can they find out more information about it?
Well, this is quite easy because we have set up a very informative website that we call the www.tradepioneer.org.tw. And this website, all the students, they can find all the information they have. Or if they like to, they can also dial the telephone 02-2581-6286. With this website and this telephone, they can know all the information they get. And I would really appreciate all the listeners, especially the students, to join this program because this is really a once-in-a-lifetime experience that the government support and the enterprise support and the school also like to send you to this country. So please join our program.
Mr. Huang, before we go, do you have any last thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, Taiwan is the country that we are our economic is grows by the international trade. So I would encourage all the students, please to open your vision, to open your eyes, to you step deep root in Taiwan, but your vision and your mind must be in the global. So while you are studying, please also thinking of the global issues, global cultural difference, and it will benefit for your old career.
We've been speaking with Global Trade Pioneer Project Office Director, Mr. Peter Huang. Mr. Huang, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the air today.
You're welcome.
And that's it for today's episode of Looking South. Join us again next week as we explore yet another facet of the new southbound policy. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for listening.